I continued, and they sit there again in the western room. And some they say, you know, the good thing with this is, and when we attack them, they will close off the oil energy reserves, which will deprive the world of 20% of energy, which they then buy from us. It's good for business, too. And they also say, and maybe they said it before we switched over to the Easterners, that, you know, it's good, we can also in this way close off all the straits where trade is going through, and we have control over the world trade. Yeah, actually, when we have these ladies saying there's something about the Armageddon, someone else could say, because she's saying it a little bit quietly, but someone else that could just speak up saying that, yeah, the return of Jesus Christ. We could put that there. You know, the building of the third temple, which will destroy that temple of the evil ones, and would lead, which is the third holiest place in their world, which will lead to the war of Gog and Magog. And they're coming, someone else says maybe there, we can fill as much as we like, which leads to the coming of their new Messiah. And then you have the Hare Krishna sitting there, saying that, yeah, we're looking for now the event of the, not return of Gornitai as such, maybe, but the blooming of Lord Chaitanya's Gornitai Sankirtan movement, or something like that, Dharma. And then someone can say, I don't know, either we put in the mouth of Pio or Rick, maybe, you know, in some situation, or someone just saying it to Maria, that what we're seeing is an empire in decline. All empires go that way sooner or later. And oh, that's what I wanted to say before. We can use that same metaphor, whatever you call it, that when you are about to die, you go through certain stages. One is that you just refuse to accept the fact and so on. We can look at those. Finally, you have to accept it, of course. It's the same way. Empire is about, you know, it's declining and it's going to fall. That's what happens with empires when they've, you know, seen the top and gone down. Historical fact. And it happens like this. Financialization. Then now we see a little story here shown. A small few, small group of few people are super rich and own most of the capital. As a result,
you is force everyone into debt slavery.
They force everyone into debt slavery. And we can show this as expanded or not as we like.
And then everyone's forced to engage in speculation in order to try to get rich.
And everyone is then, you know, everyone tries to get rich as the rich ones that you see on TV or the screens. And to do that, well, the stock market, this and that, speculation, which is really like a big casino, trying to take their money that they have scraped together and look, you invest so much, and maybe if you're lucky, you know, it's called risk investment. Yeah, we know that. But, you know, you can, if you win, then you can win big. Does it not sound a bit like a casino? So there's no honest way to make a living, because all the industry, the honest, you know, like Pio's father's trouser company and so on, they are in other countries now. Countries that used to be called the third world. And yeah, that's what the empire still thinks. That we are in charge here. Anyway, so that financialization leads to corruption, inequality and debt, and ultimately slavery. The next thing he's going to show three of them here, is demographic crisis. It's actually a truth for all empires in decline that young people refuse to have children. And old people live longer and longer. They have pensions, they have, you know, Medicare, medicine, and looked after, which is good, of course, but that's the fact. And the young people are required to work even more than, because they have to maintain the old age as well. But the young people don't want to have babies. Some, because they see the decline, don't want to put a kid to this world, and others because they just want to have fun. Anyway, you solve it through immigration, leading to ethnic tension. And the third one is elite overproduction. And there is a person called Peter Turchin, Turchin, I think it says, or E-N, whatever. He argues that if you look at all societies in decline, it's driven by the fact that you have certain elites who want to control policy, who want power. But power, by definition, is a zero-sum game. So these elites, they compete for their limited positions of power. This leads to civil war. And one manifestation of civil war is that it is projected outwards. That's why the empire does stupid things like go invade, well, in our case here, Venezuela, but, you know, in our story, some country. And we can put it somewhere else here, that we have three, you know, explanations to why things are going on the way are, like the, I don't know if you call it the three base strategy, but they are very, anyway, they're the geopolitical reasons, eschatological reasons, and then falling empire reasons, which then the first one is about the trade routes and all of that, controlling the, mainly the, you know, distribution of the shipping of the actual goods, actual resources and values. The stuff that we need. And then, and the other factor, you know, and then what they do, yeah, then we make war with this country over there, because in this way we can stop their trade routes and get control over the others and make, force them to buy from us. And then we have the religious people, number two, the eschatological, that yes, this way we are starting the war against the evil side, the ones who have not understood the only true way. And this will lead to the great Armageddon war, where the whole world will be blown up, and then paradise will come after that, ruled by our leaders. and populated with us who have our real religion. And then, so then that's also why they may just get out there and want to fight. And the third reason is empire in decline, the three signs of that that we just saw. And these three all kind of, no matter which one you choose to use as an explanation, they all explain the same things, and they kind of all can be symptoms or signs of the same thing.